Welcome to the Botanical Garden Molino de Inca, an approximately 4-hectare plant paradise of great geological richness and a history that goes back to the city's origin. We are in a privileged environment, next to El Pinar de los Manantiales, a recreational area in the pine woods where several hiking routes begin. The historical set of springs El Molino de Inca and its botanical garden are one of the must-sees during your stay in Torremolinos. The main water springs are located in this area, next to at least three mills, such as El Molino de Inca, Batán and Sella, the latter now disappeared. In 2003, the 18th century hydraulic flour mill Molino de Inca was recovered and the surroundings of the springs were adapted by creating a large botanical garden. Torremolinos sits on a geological formation called tuffstone or travertine, which filters the water from La Sierra de Mijas on its way to several springs at the bottom of the mountain. From here, the water was channeled through a large ditch in order to supply the different mills along the way to the beach with electricity. During the visit, you can see the original springs, El Manantial de la Cueva and El Albercón del Rey, a place visited by King Alfonso XIII in 1926, in order to explain to the latter the course the water would take all the way to Malaga. During the 1920s, the monarch visited Malaga several times, in order to verify the progress of the great hydraulic works that were being carried out in the province at that time, such as the Guadalhorce and Guadalteba reservoirs in the Gaitanes Gorge, Caminito del Rey, and that together with the waters of Torremolinos were undoubtedly going to modernize the city of Malaga. There were two attempts to provide the water supply for Malaga, a first in 1876, which soon became insufficient, and then a great improvement with the so-called Borés Romero project in 1924 that modernized the service. The water from Torremolinos was highly appreciated for its quantity and quality. From here, one of the most spectacular viewpoints at the Molino de Inca Garden, we can observe an impressive variety of tall tree species, some up to 100 years old, such as the Araucaria and the Eucalyptus. At the facility, we can find almost 1,000 plant species. Among 150 varieties of palm trees, 300 trees from 80 different families, and about 400 shrubs of different characteristics and origins. This viewpoint, together with the watchtower at Parque de la Batería, is part of the route of viewpoints in Torremolinos. Parque de la Batería is another natural environment to discover, as well as the La Cañada del Lobo mountain complex. Water is the protagonist of this botanical garden. The sound of water flowing through the different ditches over different slopes harmonizes with the exuberance of the vegetation. The Bismarck palm tree with large leaves stands out in the palm grove. And yes, the name comes from the first German Chancellor, Otto von Bismarck. Furthermore, the height of a unique Spanish fan palm impresses with its many trunks. The sound of running water will be joined by the singing of numerous birds that inhabit the Inca mill, among hawks, owls, and parrots. We are now on one of the most breathtaking sections of the route. The natural labyrinth of Aligustre, about 50 meters in diameter, located in the central area of the complex. A place where you can lose yourself, switch off, and relax in the midst of nature. Inside the mill, renovated in 2003, we can see how the mill was operated. The water entered from above, generating a waterfall on the ground floor, moving the large millstones that mainly ground cereal. The museum also has an interesting collection of models that explain the development of different types of mills throughout history. One of the essential stops during the visit is the Japanese garden, located in a separate corner of the botanical garden. The visitor will be surprised to enter a garden of Oriental inspiration, where water plays the main role. On about 500 square meters, A typical Tsukiyama landscape with rocky slopes, hills and lakes was recreated. In addition, the impressive collection of bonsai trees will cast a spell over you. Water is an element that is present in all Japanese gardens, whether in streams, waterfalls, lakes or fountains, or represented in ripples of fine gravel in the so-called dry gardens. The existence of water in these gardens not only seeks aesthetic enjoyment through its presence in the composition of the landscape, movement and sound, or reflections and light effects, but it also bears a deep symbolism that leads to reflection. In the Garden of the Hermit, the water appears as a representation of the continuous flow of life, according to the Buddhist concept that nothing remains, rising from its spring, flowing towards a quiet pond. The last spot of the virtual visit shows a huge water surface formed by several ornamental fountains that create a unique atmosphere. In the background, we see how the spring water comes out of the mill. It used to be channeled to the other mills located next to La Torre de Pimentel in the Bajondio area and discharged directly into the sea, an emblematic place of local history and its milling origins, as well as a haven of calm, ideal to regain strength. After the renovation works, El Molino de Inca is now more accessible to everyone and has received the Seal of Quality for Safe Tourism in Spain by the ICTE Institute.